Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to strain.
For me.
Send me. Deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Woo. Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
Tender mercy, not for your grace. Where?
strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, amazing. So
you know, that's my favorite song. I just thank God because he is so amazing. Amen. Oh, my God, we just come to thank you, Lord. We come to praise you. We come to give you honor and glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, because you're so amazing. Oh, Lord, we can, hallelujah, begin to tell you how amazing you are, Father God. Yet, here we come, Father God, to praise you, to worship, to give you honor, oh God, because you're so amazing. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Oh, God, we come surrendering all over to you, Father God. Lord, you're so amazing. Lord, you kept us, oh God. It is you that have saved us and not our sin, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will move mighty on the Lord today, oh God. Touch every heart and home, oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and bring peace, oh God. The peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new work and new grace, oh God, that you've given us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, holding our right mind, oh Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord. You're so amazing, oh God. When we look around, oh God, and see all that you've created, oh God, that we can put eyes on, that we have yet to put eyes on, that we may never put eyes on, oh God. We just see, oh God, how amazing you are, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you found us worthy, oh God, to be here another day in the land of the living, oh God. Lord, that you thought so much of us, oh God, to keep us, oh God, to heal us, to deliver us, to save us, to protect us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that you thought so much of us, oh God, that you sent your only begotten Son to die for us, oh God, to shed blood that we may be saved and covered by the blood. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you. You're so amazing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know that he's amazing? Amen. How many know that we serve a God that is able? Amen. How many know we serve a just God? Amen. How many know we serve a loving God? Amen. How many know we serve a God that is a forgiving God? Amen. How many know that we serve a God that can do all things but fail? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your son and daughters, oh God, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, amen, out of the love that you have placed in our hearts, oh God, for you. Lord, create in us a clean heart right now, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind. Lord, that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory, amen. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, oh God, my Lord, my God, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, the blood and the cross, amen. My Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus Christ, you have created within us a heart of thanksgiving, and we come, Lord God, to give you thanks today, amen. We choose to abide in the spirit of truth, amen, so that we are in continuous state of fellowship and worship with you. Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 22:1-2, as the deer passed Pastor, the water brook, so our soul pants thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires. Amen. Hallelujah. Yea, even pines from the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. We come to receive today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, let this be our heart cry. Let that fire burn ever increasingly in us. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, uphold us with thy free spirit, oh God. Let God be magnified, everybody. Amen. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, evil be found in us. Amen. Lord, let we hold you, that our life be a glory and honor and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, Father God. Fill us with your spirit, oh God, to overflow them. Let your tender mercies and loving kindness that we see praises to you all our days, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, creating up a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifter of our hands. Through your spirit, lead us in the rivers of your worship, oh God, in truth. Let your hands, hallelujah, be lifted up, amen. My God, my God, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Through this day, oh God, make our life a living sacrifice, oh God, a sweet savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and alive, hallelujah. In our lives be a praise unto you, everyday things of life, oh God. And to you, Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ, Holy Day, Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love, hunger, and adoration through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen, to renew a right spirit within us, and that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We yield all that we are to you, and we ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth all the days of our living life. Amen. Allow your prayer, hallelujah, right now, allow your tongues right now to be used, everybody. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory, hallelujah to your name, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Everybody, open up your mouth and shout glory, hallelujah. Go ahead. Brother Dylan, open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up again another day, Lord, to give me a chance to start all over again, to receive
yes.
in you, Lord. Lord, thank you that I didn't have no late-night phone calls, Lord, that my family is all
thank
good,
Lord.
Lord. I just
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the financial
thank
blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for, I thank
yes,
you just
God.
For everything, Lord. There ain't nothing I can't thank you for because you've done it all for me. So I thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you. Give you all praise
thank
and honor and glory. You are so amazing. Amazing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
God.
You
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
just
you,
having
thank
a prayer of thanksgiving, just thanking God for what he's already done. Knowing that it's already done, everybody. It's already done. It was finished on the cross. Amen. Because what is for us is not in this place. Amen. It is to come. Our eternal life is to come after we finish up here. Amen. So we thank God for the finished work. Amen. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Connie, give God, I'm sorry, the cousin Brenda, give God all praise, honor, and glory. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
Cousin Brenda, give. Yes, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I praise your name, Father God. I
yes.
praise you. I thank you for your promises of
yes,
keeping
Lord.
Me and saving me and protecting me. Lord God, I thank you for all your faithfulness and for your mercy for my family, my mom, all of my siblings, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. I can't thank you enough, but Lord God, I thank you with all of my heart. I thank you, my whole heart. Bless me, Lord. Bless me,
Lord.
In the power of agreement, I decree and I declare that you
yes,
hear and answer
Lord.
Our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, the power of agreement that we come together, touching and agreeing. And we just thank you, Father God, for being in the midst right now. Thank you for moving. Thank you for answering prayers right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Lord, more of you and less of us, Father God. Oh, Lord, if we decrease, oh God, hallelujah, we ask that you increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we die to this flesh daily, oh, Lord, we ask that you strengthen our spirit, man. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. For God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Sister Connie, Lord, that open up your mouth and tell, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Glory. Hallelujah.
Good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. I can shout, shout, shout. I just want to say that that song today, Amazing, was right on time. That's how I've been feeling
yes.
about him, about God for the last 6 or 7 days. I've had a lot, as I'm sure other people have too, on their plates. And each day, this is the truth, each day he removes one of my stress. Each day he feeds it. Each day. And my place to talk to him is in my bathroom in the mirror. So when I get up at 3, he's the first person that I talk to. And we have a conversation every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning before I go to work. And he's the last person I talk to before I go to bed at night. And we're in the mirror. And I be thanking him for my day and all the little things that he's done for me during that day. I thank him for each and every one of them. And I can just shout of the release of the non-stress, you know. And now I've got to the point that I trust God so much that when I have a small issue, I really don't stress about it. I said, well, God's going to take care of that. Let me just go pray about
Amen.
It. That's
Amen.
How deep my faith is. And, you know, he don't do it right away. Do you know it 2 or 3 days don't go by. He'll fix it.
Amen.
In my life, anyway.
Yes, Lord.
He'll fix it. And I'm so
Amen.
Happy. I'm just happy. I have a peace about me, a calming peace.
Amen. This is my thing. I always say, why not? Amen. Why not trust him?
Yes.
Why not? Why not walk in peace? Why not? Amen. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. I thank God for everyone that's on the line today. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you. It's one thing to walk in an unwavering faith and just trusting God. Amen. It's knowing it's already done. Whether he answers your prayer according to your way or according to the way that God sees fit for your life, because God has a plan and a purpose, and he has a way for you to go. Amen. So a lot of times he may not answer because he doesn't want you to go that way. He may cause some things to be cut off and shut down and closed up. He may close up the way. He may edge you in to save your life. Amen. So understand God's way is always the better way for us, because we didn't come here to live for ourselves. Amen. God created us for him. We are here to worship, to pray the one true God, amen, our sovereign God in heaven, amen. And so just thanking God for what he's done, amen, and just being in a place of trusting God in heaven and unwavering faith that no matter what it looks like, small, big, or other, that, you know, God is going to bring you out, that God is with you, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You got to understand, even when Jesus was on the cross, we know that God was with him every step of the way, amen, and know that God was there, and God promised him, amen, he did what he promised. Amen. Even on the cross, hallelujah, God kept him. God kept him. Amen. The Bible tells that God rose him the third day. Amen. There were some things that had to be done, and it's the same way in our life. You all look at it that way. You can always walk and have that peace. Even in the midst of your trials and troubles and tribulations of life, you can still have the peace that God, that Jesus said, I give to you and not that of the world. So when the world takes it away, amen, when the world gives you something, if you allow that, whatever that thing is of the world, it gives you peace. As soon as they take it from you, they'll take your peace. So that's why Jesus said, I give you peace and not that of the world. So when things begin to happen in this world, it will not take your peace, because it didn't give it to you. Amen. And I'll say that all the day long. Amen. Because one thing about me, I'm a peaceful. I like peace. And I will bend over many ways to keep the peace. And so
I decree and declare that we are peacemakers, amen. Even if you wasn't before today, I decree and declare that you are a peacemaker, that wherever you go, you bring peace, amen, that you will have peaceful words in your mouth to give, to bring peace, to calmness in that situation, amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone here today. We don't have a lot of time, but I'm just thankful to have this time today. I don't know what you've been through before you got on here, but the fact that you got on, many people try to get on during this 12 o'clock hour, and it's hard. It's a struggle for many to get on, but I thank God that you all are able to get here, amen, and that you will bless someone with the word that goes forth here on the shout, amen. And we just thank God again for the opportunity to be here to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word for today, you all, is to sow what you want to reap, amen. Sow what you want to reap in your life. Sow that, because understand that is a harvest time, amen. Whether you want to believe it or not, you will reap what you sow, amen. So when your harvest time comes, that you reap a good harvest. Depending when you with you sow, there's a time for it, amen, to harvest that thing, amen. So even when you know what God's will is for your life, you may have to wait for it to be fulfilled. So as you wait, remember that you are planting seeds right now that will determine what you will reap tomorrow. I want you to understand this, you all, that some of us are in our harvest season and some of us are in our planting season, amen. So your attitude is a seed. Your time is a seed. Your prayers are seeds. One common reason people get frustrating you all is that they begin planting good seeds, yet they are not seeing the fruit that they want. See, some time ago, a man decided it was time to get back in shape. So he bought a set of exercise videos and that had come highly recommended. You know, like even me at this time, I'm working on getting myself back in shape. You know, during COVID-19, I was in and I was eating. Oh, before I knew it, I was looking at like somebody else. So, see, the very first day of this day of his new regimen, you all, his wife had six-year-old. Decided to join his father in exercise, and I'm gonna tell you this story. So about 5 minutes into the video, still somewhere in the stretches, for the man's son turned to him with great excitement and said, "Hey, Dad, look, you almost got muscles. Look at your elbows." So the man and his wife had a real good laughing, but the poor little boy never understood what was so funny. So no one had the heart to tell him, and it doesn't work that way. See, it takes a long time and many donuts to get out of shape. You know, for some of us, cakes and pies, whatever you like to eat, and getting fit and losing weight and building muscle doesn't happen overnight either, much less after a few minutes of warming up. See, the little boy didn't quite understand the principle of sowing and reaping, and unfortunately many adults don't either, and that is the truth. Even we as adults, some of us don't understand that either. But after service one Sunday, a church member approached this pastor, and obviously a disgruntled member of the church, and the pastor then said, the Bible says to test God with the tithe and offering, and that's exactly what I did. And he went on to explain that before he became a Christian and started attending the church, his family had been going through a season of great financial hardship. And so, and now that he was learning about the Bible, he read Malachi's guarantee that the windows of heaven would be open over those who give. So that past Sunday, he decided to test God. So he emptied out his wallet in the offering plate and gave for the first time. But the subsequent week was not as he had anticipated. See, his financial difficulties continued, and he was concerned that there was something wrong with the Bible. So he had sown a seed but had not reaped a harvest. See, this damn mistake was a basic misunderstanding of how sowing and reaping works. So much like the little boy when he was examining his father's elbows for the muscle sprout 5 minutes into their 5-minute workout. See, the pastor explained to this gentleman that whatever you are harvesting now is not the result of what you planted a few hours ago. And I want you to understand this, you all. See, today you were reaping what you planted months ago, even years ago, in a different season. So likewise, the seeds you plant today won't necessarily be ready for harvest by the next day or even by the next Sunday. See, imagine what it may have been like to grow up on and grow up in a place, hallelujah, where there was There were times, and then you planted and you waited, but then the storm came and the drought came, and you know, and you were expecting things to happen, but it didn't.
And then suddenly the rain begins to pour, and once dusty fields are becoming rivers. So I want you to understand that then the time will come. See, when you trust God, amen, you plant and just trusting God for the time when you harvest. But it's most important that you are planting good seed, amen, and that you're planting in good soil. So when harvest time comes, amen, you will reap a good harvest. And understand, I remember as a child and growing up even more so that I always hear the saying that you will reap what you sow, amen. And in due time, and you see people that are, you to reap, they are sowing evil, but you're looking at their life and it looks like they are that they're harvesting goodness. But I want you to tell that there is a time that they will reap what they sow, amen. So don't look at what the eye can only see. So right now, just make sure that you are planting, that you are sowing what you want to reap. But understand, if you are planting discord, then you will reap discord. So make sure, amen, that you're planting, amen, in the time to plant. So when it's time to reap the harvest that you want to reap, you will receive that you have sown. Amen. I hope I have helped someone today as myself. So making sure that you are sowing what you want to reap, and understanding there is a season, there is a time, there is harvest time. So I decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all that is here today, that we have sown good seed, and we shall reap a great harvest of blessings and favor from the Lord our God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for harvest time. We thank you, Lord God, for the great blessings that come from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that we are saved, delivered, and set free, O God, because you, Father God, sent your Son to save us, to set us free, and that we are free indeed. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Tell you how much we love you, Father God, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. You all, God bless you. God keep you. Remember you all, you will reap what you sow. So sow good seed. You all know this system is really having some issues these days, and I thank you all for holding on. Amen. God bless everyone today. You all have a wonderful, blessed day in the Lord. May God continue to bless you and keep you. May God touch every home and house, your family. God already knows about it. Just trust God for the turnaround. We serve a God of turnaround. Amen. So God bless you all. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be that all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be, amen, an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I thank you all one more time for being here with us. I thank you all for your patience. Amen. Your endurance that God has given you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say it.